I don't care what is happening in your life. God, who is able, is giving you a testimony in the name of Jesus.
I adore you, Lord, we praise your name. Let the Holy Spirit come down and take control. Feel His power, power, glory, glory. Bring your sick and your weak for the healing. Open your ears and listen. Come and claim your salvation.
Announce to you now that in the name of Jesus Christ, your position returned. The blessings of the Father. The blessings of the Father. Hear this and hear me well. It is a service that will spark a landmark breakthrough in your life. Every time there's a prophetic utterance, it alters things in your favor. A father speaks words that makes you go further. You need a father to gain feathers to fly. Fathers are spiritual ladders. That you use to climb to see further. That makes your life gain speed. But hear this and hear me well. Most times when fathers prophesy, they may not appeal to human intellect. But God said, do not despise prophesying, which means prophecies can be despised. 1 Thessalonians 5:20. And when it comes to prophecy in the Old Testament, there was a particular case where Elisha prophesied. And somebody looked at Elisha and said, what is Elisha talking about? After Elisha prophesied, this man was the economic advisor to the president in the Old Testament. And Elisha said, by this time tomorrow, there was famine in Israel. And he said, by this time tomorrow, things will turn around. And this man made a statement in the Bible, 2 Kings 7, 1 to 20. He said, even if the heavens open, let me use a modern language. Even if God is a God of miracle, it's not possible for what you're talking about. He doubted because he tried to reason spiritual things from his intellectual ability. God did not consult you as a professor before he created the world. Am I talking? When God wants to do a thing, your education is irrelevant. That's why God can turn SS to AA without consulting doctors. That's how God can turn an economy without consulting the economic professors. That's why He is God. What may be termed impossible to man is where God starts from. When it comes to the things of God, He does not work with man's understanding. He works with His own divine ability. In the natural, how can Joseph become a prime minister in a country where, except you're educated, you can never be in the Senate? Not to be a prime minister. Egypt of those days. You must have Egyptian education to have a post in Egypt. But a man called Joseph never went to school, but the students came to learn from him. After this day, they will learn from you. He taught them how to preserve food without reading chemical engineering. He became a prime minister without a vote being casted. He was brought into office without any lobby. Pharaoh never knew his father nor his mother. They asked him, "Who is your father?" After this day, I pronounce upon you the blessing of a father. No one will want to know your background anymore. Remember, Jacob blessed him. The brothers removed the coat of many colors, but they could not remove the blessing. So when the blessing began to speak, Pharaoh did not ask Joseph, "Who is your father?" Because in the natural, they should ask, "What's your background? What's your qualification? Show me your CV." But everything was suspended. Pharaoh said, "Because of what you have said, come here. Before, we don't want to know your background. Take over. After this day, may the blessing of the Father, men will not ask you any qualification. They will not ask you your background. Yet, you will take over in the name of Jesus." Otherwise, there's no way Joseph would have been a prime minister. One, he was an ex-convict. He was coming from prison. Was coming from where? That was enough disqualification. Coming out of prison is enough to disqualify a man. But that means he was an ex-prisoner. From prison, they are supposed to give him lectures before becoming prime minister. Yet they say, make him the ruler. After this day, all natural laws will be suspended. For your sake, in the name of Jesus. What human minds can't figure, God will make them happen in your life. I declare it, and if you say amen, you will be the first partaker. Things will go well with you. He said, confirm the words of his servants, the counsel of his messengers. After Isaac took the venison from Jacob, he began to bless him. And you know, you have given me venison. Am I talking? That's why today is called the Father's blessing. After he took the venison, the next thing he began to say was just blessings. In Genesis chapter 27 to 29, he said, "Come," and he kissed him. And his smell shall be the smell of a field. May you smell well. The Lord will bless you. May the dew over you be open. May the fatness of the earth be released. May you have plenty of corn and wine. People will serve you. Nations will bow down to you. Be Lord over your brethren. No man can curse you. Anyone that bless you will be blessed. Things will turn around for you. And the louder your amen, you hear the first testimony. In the first service, I took the blessing in prosperity of the father in prosperity. I went for that to take the blessing of the father in marriages and those who want to marry. I went again in the third service to take the blessing of the father in the area of health. In the area of what? And now I'll be taking the blessing of the father. It's time to bless you. To bless students, professionals, businessmen and women, and career persons. This service. This service is the Father's blessing for students, professionals, businessmen and women, and career persons. Time to bless students, professionals, businessmen and women, and career persons. And everybody falls in here. Huh? There's no way you don't fall in here. You're selling the market, you're in business. You're a teacher, career. Student, you're here. Retired man, you're here. Because when you retire, when they retire you, it's actually to refire you. Every time, you can turn every end to a bend. Retirement is not simply a bend. If I move to this wall, it's what? An end? If I turn to go this way, what? If I get to that one, if I turn again, so there's no end in life. Where the caterpillar stops, that's butterfly starts. So when you retire from NNPC, that's where your own business starts. So no retirement. Tell them about no retirement. Retirement is simply to retire. Abraham prospered till old age. Till when? It's government that retired you. God has not retired you. You don't have to see like government own to be carrying paper to be filing form, but yet money will be coming. Simply God to bless you. Simply God to what? Life story I read. A man was asked, they couldn't repair a sheep. They called expatriates, they couldn't repair the sheep. They did everything, they couldn't repair it. So they got tired and packed the sheep. They called an engineer, an old experienced engineer. And then he came, did like this, cap, cap, 2 minutes, and said, start the sheep. The sheep started. And he said, well, $10,000. He said, for this 1 minute, $10,000. He said, that's what you pay. He said, but not you did now. He said, knowing the problem is what you needed. My wealth of experience is all you needed. All the people you brought could not do it from overseas. That I knew this was a problem, this small thing. So pay for it. He has retired, but his experience was still speaking. He didn't do much, just a 2 minutes. They spent weeks, they couldn't do it. So when a man retires, his brain has not retired. As far as the brain is intact, money will still come. Amen. Are you hearing me now?
David Ibiomi will be right back.
Hello. God has changed my life through the teachings of Pastor David Ibiomi, and he can do the same for you. God is more interested in your life than you are. And you can now watch David Ibiomi in the comfort and convenience of your home or office using your iPad, BlackBerry phones, Androids, or your personal computers. All you need to do is log on to our website, salvationministrieshs.org. Wow, it just doesn't end there. You can also send your testimonies or prayer requests if you need to be cancelled personally. All you need to do is call +234 844 6170. You can join us every Sunday from 6:30 a.m. and on Thursdays from 4:30 p.m. Come and join us, and you will never regret it. God bless
you. I command the result that is ceased to be released now. In the name of Jesus. Every lecturer that wants to unjustly victimize you will be hospitalized and become very critical and will only recover when you have graduated. That man will only get up when you are through with school. In the name of Jesus. Any cultist that wants to come against you when you are not a cultist will pay with his or her life. Before the attempt to attack you is made in the name of Jesus. You will not fail that exam in Jesus' name. Policies will change in your favor for you to get an admission and also graduate in the name of Jesus. You will come at first position in your class and first class in that course, first class in that program, in that institution of learning in the name of Jesus. God will will not allow you to be rusticated in that school. You will stand out in every institution you go. In any part of the world, in the name of Jesus. You will get admission by the hand of God. You will not die prematurely as a student. You will secure scholarship to go to school at any level. In the name of Jesus. By the favor of God. When there's a need for any institution of learning, I decree. When they want to consider anybody for anything, your name will not be missing in that list. To everyone indebted, hear this. I declare all debts owed you to be paid speedily. I decree to you that is owing supernatural debt cancellation. In the name of Jesus. All those involved in genuine businesses will encounter unusual breakthrough that will test them in the name of Jesus. Whatever cabal, clique or cartel that have withstood you from gaining access to mega breakthrough and that your business, career and profession be broken completely in the name of Jesus. Whoever is sitting on your payment after you have genuinely executed any job, I decree that person sacked now. And that man who favor you take his position. In the name of Jesus. There will be instant and urgent calls that will come to you after this service. To head high profile boards, corporations, prosecutors, industries in great nations of the world, in the name of Jesus. Your business will move from small shop to a shopping mall. With branches all over the world, in the name of Jesus. May your promotion in the office and career be multiple with unusual speed, in the name of Jesus. Many multinational firms and corporations will be rushing to demand for your services. You will not fall into the hands of fraudsters. Or invest where you will see the grace. You will not be sacked. You will not be robbed. You will not be kidnapped. In the name of Jesus. Where there is evil in the town, it will not come near your business. The arrears owed you will be released in full as payment to you. I command that sack letter to be converted to a letter of promotion. May God open you up to great ideas that will make you take your world by storm in the name of Jesus. Any wolf in sheep's skin, in sheep clothing, that wants to cripple your businesses, your business, or any Jonah that wants to sink your business, I decree that Jonah not to come near you. May you run into the Josephs. May you run into the Daniels. May you run into Jesus. That will save your business from collapse in the name of Jesus. I declare, may your business name stand out amongst the multitude in the name of Jesus. Everywhere you go, may you stand out. Your business stand out. The name of your product stand out. The ladder your amen, this prophecy will walk. You will not die a local champion. You will become an international entity and a global star. You will be considered better than your peers. Even if it is one person they are considering for that position, it is you that will be taken in the name of Jesus. Your name shall be mentioned in high profile quarters after now for good in the name of Jesus. Evil will not be associated with your name. You will be a record breaker, a pace setter, a pathfinder. You will not labor for others to eat. You eat the fruit of your labor. Your brethren will bow before you. You will overtake those who started before you in that business, career, or profession. You will overtake others in the name of Jesus. That your property will not be taken from you. God will supernaturally make a way for you to pay that debt. I command total restoration of all that you have lost in business and career. Where others go and cannot succeed, you will go and succeed. You will be appointed and elected to occupy that high profile office. Hear this, and I mean it from understanding of Jeremiah, which I can't read now. Future presidents, governors, senators, chairmen, counselors, ministers, commissioners, Supreme Court judges, justice, professors of reputable institutions, business magnates, owners of oil wells, armed forces service chiefs, kings, mayors, owners of banks, great consultants, special advisors to multinational firms and bodies and so on. I made you from this assembly now. I made you from the sound of my voice now. I made you from the sound of my voice now. I made you from the assembly now. Receive in the name of Jesus. 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 You shall be one of them. Now hear this, above all, you will not have all the good things of life and miss the face of God. You will not miss heaven at the end of your chapter on earth. That evil habit that wants to tear down your destiny is destroyed in the name of Jesus. I separate you from whatever wants to take away from God. Wherever you will go, that will make you not to follow God, may God never allow you to get there. Whatever you will own, that will make you disown God, may you never own it. Whoever you will meet, that will make God to leave you, may you never meet that person. Whatever you will like, that will make God to dislike you, may you never have it in the name of Jesus. You will not fall, you will finish strong in the name of Jesus. From the depth of my heart, I pronounce you blessed. Anyone that has been stopping you in your office will be stopped for you to go forward. That school, money will not make you stop the school. Heaven will give supplies in the name of Jesus. May you rise as I'm rising. Whatever you are seeing in my life today that you love, may God do it 1,000 times more. I say again, whatever you love in my life, how many of you love the way I'm not owing? How many of you love the way I'm not under stress? How many of you love the way I give offering? Whatever you love in my life, may you have it 1,000 times. I'm not kidding. A son should be greater than a father. So if you hear me give $1,000 as one offering, you should be giving 1 billion. Whatever you love in my life, may you be 1,000 times that size. I prophesy as a father, it comes to pass in your life. The days of begging to eat are over. Your marriage will not be delayed. Your body is healed. You will prosper. in the name of Jesus. And so shall it be. Jump on your feet and shout the amen. You are going to pray. Lord, none of these words will fail. Every word your servant has declared. He said, the same day all came to pass. In 1 Samuel chapter 10 verse 9. That same day. How many? Now, I want to announce to you that there's no word I have declared from first service to now, including the fifth one, all will come to pass in your life. All. Say all.
All.
Say all.
All.
Say all.
All.
Say all.
All.
Say all. Will come to pass in my life. In my life. You will never go down in Jesus' name. 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 Accepted Jesus as He is our Lord and Savior. Say after me, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. Forgive me my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. I believe in my heart that you died and rose from dead to save me. Today, I declare you my Lord and personal Savior. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for watching Hour of Salvation. For more information about Salvation Ministries, how you can become a member, and how you can get any of our materials, visit salvationministrieshs.org. You can also watch David Ibiomi in our live services every Sunday from 6:30 a.m. and Thursday from 4:30 p.m. GMT Bottles 1. Let us know what God is doing in your life. Send in your testimonies and prayer requests to info@salvationministrieshs.org, PO Box 13670, Port Harcourt, Nigeria, or call the number you see on your screen. God has not given up on you. Don't give up on yourself. Jesus is Lord forever.